Hello, everyone. This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. And I'll be posting this for Saturday, January 14th. Happy weekend to everyone. Well, my friends, I have to say that winter has reasserted itself here in St. Paul, Minnesota, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we reach a time in winter in Minnesota where people get a little loopy and some very strange and odd things happen. Now, that could be because of the cold, it could be because of the snow, it could be just because people who actually live in this state sometimes go a little nutty. So here's what I'm talking about. In January, the end of January, we have a couple of things that go on, and one of them is called the St. Paul Winter Carnival. And I'm going to save that for another show, but this time, and this weekend, is an event called the Red Bull Crashed Ice. And you might ask yourself, well, Laughing Buddha, what the heck is that? Well, listen to this promo and you tell me.
This is really special to be here in St. Paul, USA, because for sure this is a really good nation on skating sport as well. Here the track in St. Paul is a fast track, a skating track, and a technical track at the same time. So we're going to have good battles.
For me, it's always fun to go down, and that's the part what I enjoy the most. I like the speed and I like the smooth ride, so I think it's hard to describe. You just have to experience it yourself.
I just try to do the same thing as last year. I get on the podium at every race, hopefully first place.
Yep, it's a bizarre little thing called crashed ice. And think of it as 200 competitors careening down a quarter-mile sheet of ice at speeds upwards of 40 miles per hour. That's right. Think about bobsledding on skates. St. Paul has an odd topography. There are two major hills located around the downtown area, and on one of them sits the state capitol. And on the other hill across the interstate is the St. Paul Cathedral. And it's an amazing piece of architecture. It really is a beautiful building besides it being Catholic and all. But it has this hill that is basically like a big lawn, and that goes all the way down. So they have set up this track for the Red Bull Crashed Ice USA Championship, and it is a 1,330-foot course that begins three stories above a field just north of the cathedral and makes a looping turn in front of the grand edifice before heading up and over Summit Avenue and down Old Kellogg Avenue to the finish line just above Interstate 35E. Now, this frozen track drops 131 feet in elevation from start to finish, and skaters will race down it four at a time, jostling for position around corners, over jumps, and past a variety of obstacles, with only the top two racers going on to the next round, and the competition will be fierce. This is a big media blitz. The city has been working on this apparently since November, and I just opened up my little neighborhood paper to find out that this event is actually going on. And, you know, there are going to be road closings, and supposedly This is supposed to bring tens of millions of dollars to St. Paul. Well, I'm not so sure about that, because they also said that about the Republican National Convention, and that was an even bigger fiasco. So that's what's going on this weekend. I'm really not really up to dealing with it. I'm afraid I'm going to be sticking to this end of town. But I want you to hear this promo about the safety equipment that these competitors are to be wearing at all times. So give a listen.
Whenever stepping onto the ice track, wearing the complete required protective equipment is mandatory for every athlete. An athlete's equipment shall consist of the following pieces: knee and shin protection, and pants with sufficient padding. Motocross or mountain bike downhill pants are accepted, as well as hockey pants. Only hockey skates are allowed. No skates with sharp points or any other feature that might harm others are permitted. Shoulder and chest protection are required, as well as elbow pads. Again, motocross, mountain bike downhill, and hockey protectors are accepted. Gloves must be covered by protection pads on top of hand and wrist, and their palm must not be removed to permit the use of bare hands. On the track, every athlete shall wear a helmet at all times. Motocross, mountain bike downhill, or hockey helmets are permitted. For athletes wearing a motocross or MTB helmet, goggles are recommended. The entire protection gear, except gloves and headgear, must be worn under the uniform. Riding the track without a helmet is considered illegal. If a rider loses his helmet at any time on the track, he must stop, put it back on his head, and fasten the chin strap properly before he can start skating down the track again. Any athlete who rides the track without a helmet will be disqualified and will get no points for this event. Contact or interference by means of holding, pushing, hitting, and purposeful hindrance resulting in a competitor's slowing down, falling, or drifting off course shall lead to automatic disqualification. Reruns due to intentional contacts are not allowed. If an athlete is disqualified because of intentional contact, he or she will be automatically ranked as last in the round. Unavoidable contact between competitors battling for position may be acceptable. Legal contact requires that competitors stay in their race lane and avoid unnecessary arm moves and body contact. Athletes should always use their legs to fight for position rather than their arms. False starts immediately lead to disqualification. Trying to pass the starting gates before the start signal has been given, for example by jumping over the starting gate, shall entail a direct disqualification with no rerun. The empty lane may not be filled by any other athlete. The winner of a race is the first athlete to reach the finish line with any part of a skate. Diving into the finish will not necessarily create an advantage, as it is the skates that count, not the body.
So that's what's happening on Saturday and Sunday. I am basically going, like I said, I'm going to be sticking close to home. I'm going to queer it up a little bit by watching anti-MAME on Saturday night. I think that's the only way to really combat this excessive testosterone, etc. I'm going to do that on Sunday because it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. It's a federal holiday. It's also a company holiday for me. On Sunday, I will be doing a 2-hour volunteer shift for an organization that I do volunteer for called Open Arms. And I basically work in a kitchen preparing and packaging meals to people with HIV and AIDS and other illnesses in the community. But that's over in Minneapolis. So hopefully I'll be able to get over there without too much trouble. But before I leave you, there is something that I would like to do. So let's do this.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you.
That's right. I want to wish a very, very happy birthday to one of the podcasters out in the podosphere. And that's Scott, a.k.a. the Sater69. Happy birthday, Scott. I hope you are having a really good day. I know you've been busy with work and your theater productions, but I hope you will take some time out to celebrate your birthday. And I wish you all the best in the coming year. So happy birthday. Well, that's about it for me for this particular edition. I do have a special program that's coming up on Monday that I'd like you to give a listen to. I won't tip my hand too much, but I hope you will listen to the entire program on Monday. So that's what's going on this weekend. I hope you are happy, healthy, safe, and having some fun. And if you'd like to write to me, you can do so at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. You can also leave a comment on my blog, which is laughingbuddha.blogspot.com. So once again, thanks for listening, and until next time, do take care.